wandered in circles, said, who are you and darling, who am I? Fictional and sleep deprived. That got me thinking, I haven't asked myself in all this time about the boy behind my eyes. Is he a stranger, a parasitic pest inside my mind, or is he just the same tonight? Time is a sculptor, I'm just the clay. Bring me life now, Galatia awaits. The world may be paper, I'll be okay. A paper cut hurt me once, but still I put pen to page. I'm singing, how can I love you? How can I love you? How can I love you if you can't love yourself? How can I love you? How can I love you? How can I love you if you can't love yourself? Stare in the mirror, still dark outside, and I'm already in a dive. You hold my hand and pass the time. You're supposed to be clearer, like a little purpose straight from way up high. If that's the case, then where is mine? Amorphous and tiring, the changing of the seasons is alright, but not the change from deep inside. The world is a lion, spin me up in your brutalist designs. Need a piece of peace of mind. Time is a sculptor, I'm just the clay. Bring me to life now, Galatia awaits. The world may be paper, I'll be okay. Paper cut hurt me once, but still I put pen to page. I'm singing, how can I love you? How can I love you? How can I love you if you can't love yourself? How can I love you? How can I love you? How can I love you if you can't love yourself? Love myself from last spring. Thought I knew everything. Now I'm him and I. No, no, not a thing. And I'm singing like, let me out of this place, let me out. Let me out of this place, let me out. Let me out of this place, let me out. Let me out of this place, let me out.
You know what? We're just taking our time with it today. It's just, it'll come. It's here. Hi, everyone. I'm Luke. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to turn my own headphone volume down just a wee bit right now. So much going on. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to Elephant Loaf, where I interview a different guest every week. This is the last interview before the finale of the show. And there will potentially be a couple of post-finale interviews, if my schedule allows. With us, we have our 33rd guest, who is Maddie. Maddie, introduce yourself however you would like.
All right. Well, I'm Maddie. I am a Tufts student. I'm a senior, so I'm graduating soon.
Yeah.
And in light of Patriots Day, one fun fact about me is I am from the great town of Concord, Massachusetts, home of a lot of Revolutionary War history, Walden
true.
Pond, Louisa May Alcott,
very
and
true.
More importantly, our host, Luke.
And also you. And I mean, when you dropped Monday, I thought you were going to talk about the fact that you ran the Boston Marathon.
I mean, did I run the Boston Marathon? Yes.
You did.
Have I already done a lot of chit-chatting about that? Also, yes.
True. I don't want to wear you out on that, but I do want to say congratulations again, and that's a very, very cool thing to have done.
Thanks so much, Luke. I will say, shameless plug for the Tufts Marathon team.
Yeah.
That's been such a huge part of my experience at Tufts, and I never would have ever thought about running a marathon before I joined.
Yep.
And here I am a few years later, and that seemed like the natural conclusion to my time at Tufts.
Yeah.
And what an experience.
I've heard a lot of really good things about the team. Is it very like approachable? Because
yeah,
it feels like a massive mountain, you know?
It freaked me out at first because I was like, I've never really run more than 5 or 6 miles at a time. How am I supposed to join a marathon team?
Very fair.
But they make it really approachable. You can show up about as much as you want.
Yeah.
Usually it's a pretty big group, so you don't really feel like you're the only person running at a certain pace.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun. That's also awesome. Fresh fruit after, which is huge.
That's big. Just getting fresh fruit in college by itself is big. And like after a run, that's got to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The snacks are top tier.
Definitely. You do any sports like growing up? I know in high school, but before that, because like oranges halftime at a soccer game growing up, that was perfect.
Luke, I have a confession.
Talk to me.
And it's that I actually don't like oranges.
Oh my lord.
The texture gets me. Yep. I don't mind the flavor.
Yeah.
It's just the chewing texture. Experience.
Yeah. So last week I started my show with like a 10 or 15 minute discussion on pears and fruit texture, and I'm so happy to be back. Is there a fruit that hits in a texture way for you?
I think it depends, because it's like I like
the ripeness.
Many fruits.
Yeah.
I think that it's not even like there's something about the orange that just it's like the combination of like the chewiness.
Yep.
And it's like
they're like
juicy.
Slimy and veiny, yeah. And it's
well, no,
like
no,
strange.
But it's like and it's not bad. It's just like not my top choice.
Sure. Yeah. Very fair. Do you have anything that's definitively above it? Like, or is it anything?
Like a really
is...
good apple.
Yeah, sure. Can't compare those.
No, they're not similar at all.
Not even a little bit, no. I think you had kind of a lot of food questions on here. And I remember making this form while I was hungry and seeing some of these. I was just like, oh, that's too much right now. But I really love question 12, which is, what are some of your favorite foods? Feel free to get really specific, like a specific family recipe or a restaurant from your life.
Something that some of our Medford and Somerville listeners might appreciate.
Yeah.
I think my number one food that I think about from a restaurant near your campus is, have you ever been to Diesel or Forge?
I've been to Diesel before, yeah.
So both are owned by the same people. Yeah. Forge is the bakery that supplies the baked goods to Diesel.
Whoa.
Diesel's the coffee shop in Davis Square that many Tufts students are familiar with.
Yeah.
There's this maple oat scone that's like
I've heard
a maple
this.
Scone, or oat scone, maple glaze.
Yeah.
I had like such a phase for that where every few weeks it's like I gotta go and get some of that. Something about like the texture, the flavor, like nibbling on it while I'm studying. I think that's like...
Yeah.
And it's... Down the street, True Grounds also makes maple oat scone.
Yeah.
Can't compare the two.
Really?
Both are really good. Both
like apples and oranges, you can't compare them.
But Diesel comes out on top on this comparison.
Wow.
You know, for those of us who have a little bit of an interest in a specific type of scone.
Absolutely. I've got a group of friends where this comes up over and over again, and everyone talks about how good that scone specifically is. I haven't had good scones in my life. I haven't had very many of them because I think a lot of American scones are bad.
So one thing I noticed, I had the privilege of growing up near a farm stand.
Okay.
That does really great baked goods. Like their whole bakery program is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have like on Saturday and Sunday mornings, like scones that you could just grab. And they like renovated. Now no more scones anymore.
We are sconeless.
Sconeless.
Is this?
But that's sort of what started it for me.
Is this Verrill or
this
am
I? This is Verrill Farm.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Also located in Concord, Massachusetts.
Yeah. There might be a lot of specific references to Concord, Massachusetts today, and that's okay. Yeah. Rock on. That's so good. Diesel's breakfast sandwich. Mm-hmm. They've got Dijonnaise.
Yes,
and
a little spicy.
Yeah, which is just a little spicy. Mustard is just great. I'm a big mustard guy. But
ooh, if you like a breakfast sandwich with a little bit of spicy.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Three Little Figs on Highland?
I haven't heard of Three Little Figs on Highland.
Three Little Figs, another excellent cafe in the area in Somerville.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm very... They've got a breakfast sandwich with this, like, some kind of, like, pepper oil.
Yeah.
Situation. So it's, like, just a little bit of spicy. Maybe, like, harissa or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what it's called. It's just good.
Yeah. That's so real. I like things that are that level of like, oh, I don't need water after this, but it's like, I notice it, you know, it sticks out. That's nice. I guess we're just talking about good restaurants nearby. I'm going to keep the ball rolling. You dox in much at all?
I do dox in.
Yeah.
Probably more than I should.
Yeah. No, it'd be like that. The Dachshund and Knorr are my two, like it's late, I'm tired, I need food right now, you know?
I've actually never gotten food from Knorr, which is so embarrassing because I can essentially see it from where I live.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm close to it, and you're even closer than I am.
Maybe I couldn't have gotten started on that train because it's, like, too dangerous.
Sure.
You know, like, what if it was good? And what if I wanted it all the time?
I'm sorry, it's good. It's not, like, fantastic, but it's become comfort food for me, and it's, like, always an 8 out of 10, you know? And that's a pretty high number to consistently hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom really likes it and will drive from Concord, Massachusetts into Somerville for it.
Wow, that's a high bar.
It's a high bar. My family is also not averse to driving places for things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be like that.
I don't know. Every time I have to drive on the Illwaith Brook Parkway, like the Mystic, that
oh my God.
Narrow two-lane into Somerville.
It's like, horrible.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah. And
someone's going to honk at me. Someone's mm-hmm. going to hit me.
Yeah. Especially when you've got, like, a big old car, you know? It's, like, big. Mm-hmm. It's not a little boy.
The boat.
The boat. Does your car have a name? Is it the boat?
No, but sometimes I call it the boat.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's... It feels like that on these tiny roads. Yeah. How's your semester been? It's been a while since we've just, like, hung out.
So fair. Yeah. I'm realizing this has been a weirdly busy semester, and I haven't done a great job of taking time to hang out with people. I'm not even, like, full-time as a student.
Yeah.
I'm part-time.
But you are working.
I'm working part-time.
Yeah.
I'm still working in a lab.
Yeah.
On campus. So there's just enough to fill my day in a way that I don't have, like, that random hour and a half between classes where I would, like, meet up with people anymore. Yeah. And that's definitely been a change.
Definitely. Do you like your balance of on-campus and off-campus right now?
I think I'm starting to get a little tired.
Yeah.
Definitely getting a little done with the part-time job thing.
Yeah. Real.
And it's not even like it's a bad job. It's just I got scheduled for more hours than I asked for, and I need to have a chat about that.
Sure. Definitely. That sounds like a rough situation, I'll say. But we've only got a little bit left. I don't know if this is where we put the subtitle of change into the episode, but...
Oh, yeah.
We've got one full week of school left.
I'm really trying not to think about that one, actually.
Sorry.
No. That's not meant to be an accusation at you. It's just really freaky to think that 1 month from now, graduating college. Well, a month and a day.
A month and a day. A lot of fun stuff between now and then, which is good.
I think a lot of shenanigans between now and then.
Yeah, that's what's keeping me going, I would say. And I don't think finals are going to be too bad for me. I kind of took on too many classes this semester, but like two of my five are both...
Five? Senior spring?
Oh yeah, one of them is poetry. And I'm in poetry not for an arts credit. I'm just in poetry because I like poetry. Now, the other four, that's a raw deal. That's not good. But... part of this I am doing to myself, and I will fully admit that. But poetry and one of my other classes are both pretty minor and pretty project-based, and they wrap up entirely by finals period.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah. And so, hopefully, my finals will be two tests, one of which I think will be easy, and a paper that is 7 pages, but that's fine. That's okay. I'll push through. I'm a big boy. Yeah. But a lot of shenanigans, I think. You going to a certain event tonight that's happening?
I'm trying to rally, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I want to go.
Yeah.
We're at that point where I have been taking very good care of my body leading up to the marathon.
Sure,
And now my body's a little shattered. So I don't really see the harm in continuing to shatter myself.
Yeah. Yeah. When our mutual friend Matt Naw from high school, when I would play poker with him, he had something that he would say that was always very, very funny. But because we never played for money, he always said, debt is binary. You're either in debt or you're not in debt. And so if you're in debt, it's fine to just get more in debt because we're not playing with money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as long as... Anyway, if you're broken, like why not? the sleep schedule's already gone, or whatever it is. Like,
might as well go dancing.
Yeah, exactly. Have a good time. Rock on. Well, enjoy. I don't think I'll be there, but let me know how it is. If you go.
I'm like 70% in.
Yeah.
The other 30% needs to come from the troops rallying.
Yes, true. And then big concerts this weekend as well.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun. That's another thing where I'm like, ooh, that's going to be
a lot. Spring fling.
It's going to be
a lot of time on your feet, that's for sure.
Lot of time on your feet. I did not stay for Flowrida last year.
I also didn't make it to Flowrida. Yep. I went home and played Just Dance with my friends.
And that sounds like it was better than Flowrida.
It was warmer and less rainy.
Yes. Yeah.
It wasn't like rain. It just was a grim day.
No, it was sprinkling. And, you know, definitely people from Seattle can't call that raining. But, like, it was sprinkling. We had to be outside. And he was in, like, an hour and a half late or something crazy like that.
Too late for me to feel like I could keep pretending like it was going to be another 10 minutes.
Real. Are you feeling another question from the sheet? Are you feeling more talk about change? Do you want to jump into a song?
What if we play a song?
Let's play a song. Do you have any preferences you want me to pick?
Pick whichever one seems like you haven't heard it before.
Oh, I...
many of these.
I haven't heard any of the rest of these before. I'm going to go based on how cool the album art is, actually. So, here is Moonlight by Kali Uchis. Is that...
I think so.
A half-decent pronunciation. We'll be back in a flash. I've listened to this. All right, and we're back on air. That went by quick, as it always does. We have a PSA for you, and then potentially a... Oh, I have so many short conversations that can follow this PSA. Would you like to read it? I can read it.
I would be honored to read this PSA.
Awesome. You're going top of the page all the way to the bottom.
Annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport? Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods, with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Excellently done. Near professionally done. On this note, our hometown. You've seen the Stop Private Jet expansion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For those who are unfamiliar, Concord is adjacent to Hanscom Air Force Base.
Yes.
Which contains also, in addition to previous military airport capabilities, now a lot of private jets and private runway space.
Yep. And they're trying to make it bigger. And then a whole bunch of people were like, hey, maybe don't do that. And a lot of the official, sorry, I've got the website pulled up, but like a lot of the official arguments have to do with climate change, and that is very true. Private jets, not great for emissions and all that. I do also think a big part of it is we don't want more planes flying over Concord because it is a town that does not deserve to have planes flying over it.
I think that that's a funny tension too, because
yeah.
Concord is a town with many people who have a lot of money and
yeah.
potentially can be flying private jets on short shuttle flights.
Yep.
But those are the same people that don't want planes flying over town to ruin their experience of their $4 million home.
Yeah.
So it's a funny tension of, I want my private jet, and don't you dare fly over my house.
Yes. Yep. I don't want anyone else to be using a private jet. I want to be using. Yeah. Wild nonsense. Yeah. And I wrote about this for my environmental policy class, and that was a fun little thing. And also on the note of political decisions in Concord, Wendy Ravelli recently ran for select board in Concord.
I saw.
Who is...
Because, Luke, you know what I was doing on Tuesday, April 9th?
I hope you were doing what I was doing on Tuesday, April 9th.
I was first going to the eye doctor, then voting in our town elections.
I also voted in our town elections. Heck yeah. I will say, Wendy Ravelli was the only candidate that I strongly supported because she is the mother of one of my friends. But
that's important. I was going to say another candidate for select board was a good family friend of mine.
I didn't know that.
If you are familiar with Cameron McKennett, everyone who is running for these positions does live in town.
Yes.
So it becomes a higher and higher chance of you knowing them.
Yes. I do not know Cameron McKennett.
I think he got elected to the select board. So
that's pretty big. There were two slots, mm-hmm. so I'm glad.
I think it's him and Wendy were the top two.
Yeah. That's big.
Does this violate our thing about talking about politics?
I hope not, but
it's high stakes for the town residents, but this isn't like high stakes partisan stuff. This is like the board of selectmen.
Yes.
The school board.
So we don't have a mayor in Concord, right? And instead we've got this select board that sets the budget and kind of moderates town meetings.
Because we have direct democracy in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Yes. Yes, we do. So I don't think so, because this, in my opinion, this isn't inflammatory. And I think the rule is mainly about inflammatory things. I'll do some reading and I will log this conversation if I need to log this conversation. Which is wild. But,
you know, for everybody out there that really has the same strong feelings on,
yeah.
on
these elections.
They gave me a sticker for voting.
I took a picture with that sticker. Mm-hmm. It was a big moment for me. It's the same day I got my hat that's over there, and I really like my hat, which is from a certain department at this school, and I'm not going to name the department because apparently departments aren't supposed to sell merchandise, but I'm very enthusiastic about this department, and I love my hat very, very much.
I'm so glad.
Thank you.
It's a cool hat.
It's a neat hat. We'll talk more about it on a break. Let's see. Ooh, this is one I feel like you would have... This is another question from the sheet, just to get you prepared. I think you'd have special insight on this. What's your favorite seasonal activity near campus?
It depends on the season in your campus for sure.
True.
Right now, in terms of enjoying the nice weather.
Yes.
I am a really big fan of getting over to the Charles River.
Okay.
Going for a walk, going for a run. Mm-hmm. Getting near the Mystic River, going for a walk, going for a run. Basically being near a body of water in the sunshine.
Yes.
And moving of some kind.
I am a big fan of both of those activities. When it gets just a little bit warmer than it has been recently, I will be swimming in Mystic Lake, and I'm very excited for that. I need to get to the Charles more. It feels far away. It's not far away, but it feels far away.
I'm with you. Sometimes it's like just far enough to stop me, but
yep.
When I get the timing of the bus right, there's one that goes from right outside my house. Big. To Harvard Square.
Is this the 96?
This is the 96.
I was talking with someone recently about how perfect the 96 is.
Mm-hmm. It does everything I need it to do.
And nothing you don't. Yeah, it's a good one. For the non-spring seasons, do you have any favorite activities? Because, like, in the fall, there's the Sunday Flea in Davis that I really love.
Oh, I forgot about that. That is nice.
A lot of this is becoming irrelevant for us because we won't be here in the fall again. Or at least
speak for yourself.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
I actually am staying in, like, the Cambridge-Somerville area.
Oh, well, then go to the flea market in the fall.
Exactly.
Get there. It's fun. And then, like, I know there are good winter markets nearby. I haven't really been to many.
Over the winter, I did go not anywhere near Tufts, but if you've heard of, like, the Sowa Market, they do, like, this big holiday market.
No, I haven't.
But you have to pay for entry, and it was really cute. Like, they had it all lit up and stuff. But
yeah.
I think that level of, like, organized market, I sort of was losing the sense that there was a lot of, like, small artists there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they have to pay a fee to get a spot.
Yeah.
And then it just turns into this funny mix of people and things that are there for you to peruse.
Gotcha. Yeah. I think in the summer they do a good job in Davis and in Somerville, at least, of having, like, local art festivals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was a...
I forget what it was last summer. It might have just been, like, Porch Fest.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about Porch Fest.
That's definitely worth a walk around because you can literally just walk and there'll be people playing music and people are, like, all out and about.
Yeah. I love the culture of Somerville of just leaving stuff on the sidewalk. And I've furnished most of my room without paying a cent, you know, other than buying my friend's ice cream for helping me move dressers,
mm-hmm.
Which is a very valid way to compensate people for labor, in my humble opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I definitely have some hang-ups on side-of-the-road furniture.
Sure.
Specifically, anything with fabric.
Yeah.
My worst-case scenario is there's, like, bed bugs or mold, or there's...
Yeah.
Sometimes, most of the time, there's the reason someone's getting rid of something that looks good is because they just don't have room for it anymore or they're moving.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, I'm afraid that there's a real reason that it's going away.
Very real. Very, very real. Because cushions can get gross so easily, or like stains. Like, I don't want to be on a cushion that's got someone else's stain on it.
Or like a mystery stain. If I stain it myself, I know exactly what did that.
It's like, that's coffee. That's fine, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah. But I've had a lot of success with, like, all wooden furniture, you know, mm-hmm. like my current dresser.
Clean.
Yep. And put in a little bit of elbow grease and spend an afternoon, and then you've just got a dresser for free, and it's nice. Rock on. I got to hear your favorite clean joke, and I'm excited to tell you mine in return.
All right. So this one I find funny just because it's stupid.
Okay.
So, Luke, can I ask you?
Yeah, Maddie.
How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh?
Maddie. I don't know.
10 tickles.
That's good. That's good. I have heard it before, and I think I'd be giving you a more genuine laugh if I had not, but it's a classic.
If it's good, it deserves to be repeated.
It's a classic. It's a pun. Gotta love puns. Yeah. Rock on. What's a pirate's favorite letter?
I think I do know the answer, but are you going to make me say it?
R. You'd think it'd be R, but his true love is the sea.
Brutal. Wow.
Maddie.
I got bested.
Maddie. What's a pirate's favorite letter?
I'm not going to say it.
A letter of pardon from the English. government excusing him for his actions and allowing him to retire.
Boy, oh boy, wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah, it's the fact that there are three and mm-hmm. that they progressively get worse.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you. Yeah. Another favorite is how is a patch of grass and a bicycle similar? And this is another one that's funny just because it's stupid.
How?
They both have handlebars except for the patch of grass.
Yeah, the yeah. absurdist jokes.
Yeah.
I don't know who comes up with them, but they're good.
Yep. Like you love the bored toddlers that are like, this is funny, you know, laugh. And sometimes I need that energy in my life as a 22, almost 23-year-old man, speaking of change. That's crazy. Yeah. Jump into a song?
Jump into a song.
Cool. Any particular notions? Dealer's Choice again?
Dealer's Choice.
Excellent. I've not heard Haley Steinfeld's music before, so...
It's fun. Kind of summery.
Awesome. We are looking forward to summer over here. This is Sun Kissed.
I had a dream that we were underwater, drowning in ice. I've had a feeling there's something up above. Maybe it's love. California, right in front of you. Fast lane follower. Baby, take my hand and don't let go. Come and catch a plane, fade away like it rains in the summertime. Hear it calling, swimming every summer, drowning in ice, singing like starlings. Maybe you're the one, forever love. California, right in front of you, fast lane follower. Baby, take my hand and don't let go. Come and catch a plane, fade away like it rains in the summertime.
Let's see. Ah! I stopped it. I got it. We're good. There was a little bit of music just there. Everyone's got to pretend like they didn't hear that.
A little surprise.
That's a little treat. That's
like
a little...
$50 if you can guess what song that was, just based off of that, like, 10 seconds.
So true. All right. Call in now with your answers. Please don't call in now. Yeah. Let's see. Over the break, Maddie and I were talking about the issue of finding housing after graduation, which is a bummer, but it's a very cool area with a lot of fun seasonal activities, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and the post-college world is a wild one. And I am also, we both studied chemistry, although you were more of the biochem flavor, mm-hmm. I was more of the chemistry flavor, and,
wait,
yeah.
Luke, you're not supposed to eat things in the lab. How do you know what flavor chemistry is?
Ooh, I'm not supposed to eat things in lab? Oh, no.
Sorry, I didn't guess.
No, that's so true. I just, copper sulfate, aqueous copper sulfate,
looks like it would taste really good.
It looks like blue Gatorade, you know? Like the fun blue Gatorade, not like the weird blue Gatorade. Mm-hmm. Don't do that, though. Just for everyone listening, that is not endorsed by Tufts or WMFO or me, honestly. On air. Yeah. But
hypothetically, if you were to taste it, please let us know if it's delicious or not.
Please get in touch with us. Do you have a chemical that you would, just based on how it looks, you would want to taste? Or its name, or its smell, or anything like that?
So, sort of all those, like, nickel ion compounds are the kind of green color, and when you make a solution of it, it's, like, green, like, electric green, and it makes me feel like I'm, like, a little witch.
Sure.
And I would, like, want to drink it. I feel like it would be, like, a little potion.
The coolest moments in studying chemistry for me have been when I've felt like a little alchemist, you know, and like in PChem with the little gas tubes, I was like, I'm a science man, you know.
And every time I'm pulling out like little flasks or like mixing small volumes, I'm like, really, I'm a scientist.
True. Using a micropipette, oh, it's incredible. And you like, I was doing a hand motion, which no one can see, but there's a little knob and you like adjust to the precise amount that you like, the precise volume that you want to uptake. It's fun.
Unfortunately, as someone who does a lot of micropipetting, it gets less exciting.
It sucks when you've done it for more than 30 minutes in a row, but those first two are good.
Exactly.
Anytime I use anything with a round bottom, I'm like, whoa, this is a real, like...
Yeah, like a tube or something. Where we're like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. The volumetric flasks.
Very nice.
Very cool stuff. Yeah, I don't know, but it's, being an actual science person feels like a lot, and some of the people that we've met in our travels have maybe not been great communicators and things like that.
It's definitely funny along the way, sort of, the people that you meet... and like the different mentors that you have, like that's totally changed my perspective on, like, sometimes I feel like I totally can do science, sometimes I feel like I totally can't, and it's really kind of a reflection of how much I get left completely alone or not.
Real. When you are in a room with minimal direction, you know, that just, I don't know what I'm doing in here. Shout out to our Chem 11 and 12 Professor Duren, who is my advisor, but I've not seen her recently, and I really would like to schedule a meeting with her before I graduate.
Actually, she's my advisor too, and I actually saw her like Tuesday.
Awesome.
Just by chance. She was walking out of the campus center towards the chemistry building, and I was standing right in her path.
That's awesome. I will confess, I saw her today. She was walking somewhere with a purpose. I did not want to say hi. It wasn't time for the chit-chat. How's she doing?
She seemed fine. Okay. We didn't have, like, a long conversation.
Yeah. Real.
I told her about what I'm doing after I graduate.
That's fun.
She said that was great.
Yeah.
Which was affirming.
Yeah. No,
and
she...
And then, yeah, I should reach back out before graduation.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's very good at making you feel supported, no matter what path you have chosen. She's like, this will be good for you, you know?
Do you want to know a fun fact?
Tell me a fun fact, please.
Not only are both of us from Concord, so is Duren.
Duren is also from Concord.
Not to dox anybody.
Not to dox anybody, but I think we've given enough general information that we're fine. If we get...
Sorry in advance.
Too much more specific than this, that could be... But I don't know where she lives, so I don't actually, like, yeah.
Is my grandma, also from Concord, there's a book that the town sells.
Yep.
That my grandma calls the Nosy Book.
Whoa.
But it's a list of everybody in town, like, from the census data.
Yeah.
Their address and, like, their listed occupation. And And she'll buy it every few years just so she can be nosy.
That's incredible. And also very scary to me as an idea, but that's all right.
Well, all that information's out there anyways. Like,
it's just about finding it.
The data they take for the census is eventually publicly available. Yeah. It's just they, like, put it in a book and print it out for you.
So now we have Doxter. At this point,
we've also doxed ourselves.
We have also doxed ourselves, and we've also doxed anyone in any American city.
Watch out.
Stay on guard.
Have you been good about filling out your census data?
Yep.
Really embarrassing, actually. The census came to our house.
Yeah.
Because my dad had assumed my mom filled out the census. My mom had assumed my dad filled out the census.
Yep.
Nobody filled out the census. And someone came knocking. I was in my bathrobe, and they're like, "I'm here with this."
I'm here with the census, and you were there. And
I was like, "Haven't we done that?" Yep.
Real. I don't know who fills out the census at my house. Like, that's something that happens behind the scenes of my eyes, you know? Yeah. Speaking of long forms that contain demographic information, have you filled out the exit survey yet for college?
Oh, yeah. That was long.
Yeah, it was long. It was,
It also makes me feel like I'm not they're asking a lot of questions about if you're prepared to go out in the world and be, like, civically engaged and politically active. And I'm like, I'm not really sure that my STEM degree has prepared me for that.
Yeah.
Although I guess I did have to take enough classes along the way that I feel like I can read things and understand where some bias might be coming from.
Yeah.
But we can't all be political science majors.
We definitely can't. And I'm glad that I don't have to be a political science major. I think that's been good for me. I feel like I am more civically aware than if I had gone to a school that was just engineering, you know?
So real.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like being around people that are studying that. The fact that we have a, like, civic studies center program, like, through Tisch College.
Yeah.
I think that definitely helps.
Definitely. And, I'm around the people that I think know a lot more about civic life and contributing to society, I would say. And although that reminds me of maybe how bad I am at that, it also educates me on a daily basis. And I am open to that, and I think that's half the battle.
Exactly. I've had actually some cool chances to attend some of those events.
Yeah.
And, like, cover them for school newspaper, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in that regard, it's like there's a lot of opportunities to learn.
Yeah. Have you done daily stuff recently? The Tufts daily stuff?
Mm-hmm. Definitely not as much as in the past.
Sure.
I'm checked out, but I pivoted this year. Instead of doing editing stuff, I totally switched, and I write for the sports section now.
Nice. Very cool.
Covering such sports as cross country.
Yeah.
Swimming.
Okay.
Sometimes track. Really cool. Branching out.
Really branching out. For our listeners who are new to Maddie, these are the areas where you have experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice. Very nice. Rock on. Let's see. Have we got any questions we have not done yet? Ooh, go on a tangent about something you've found interesting or been obsessed with recently.
So something I've been spending too much time reading about online that's not going to be very interesting to a lot of people is I was getting a lot of, like, pain in my legs.
Sure.
After the whole running a marathon thing. And I was trying to figure out, like,
it's crazy how that works.
What damage I did.
Sure.
So I was looking for all these articles about, like, what happens to you when you run a marathon.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, you aren't supposed to go right back to running after that, shockingly.
Yeah.
Because even when you stop feeling hurt, you do a number on, like, not just the muscly muscle, but, like, the skeletal muscle and tendons.
Interesting.
And
yeah.
And
I don't know what those things are because I haven't taken a bio class in college. But
I never took anatomy.
Okay.
That's the biochemistry taught me about the cell, not about my body.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have time for a quick tangent?
Yes.
I have a friend that recently took the MCAT, and I was referring to it to her jokingly as bones quiz because I think that's funny. You don't have to know anything about bones for the MCAT.
Yeah, I think it's kind of similar to a lot of grad school tests in that there's just a lot of, like, reasoning stuff.
And it's just general knowledge. And yeah. I super didn't know that at all. And then she educated me, and that's great.
I feel like
but
that's kind of fair, because aren't you supposed to go to med school to, like, learn about some of those medical topics?
Yeah, and that makes sense to me, but I in my mind, there was an anatomy requirement of some kind.
Yeah, like, I probably should know a little bit more about what my bones are called.
Yeah, yep, real. Anywho, so you found out that you maybe shouldn't run after running 26 miles in one day.
And it could take a while to feel good again.
What kind of while are we talking about?
Not, like, actually a while, okay. But, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay. That's very significant.
It's not that you can't, it's yeah. that there's a lot of opinions. Some people are like, the second you stop hurting, you're fine. Get over it. Some people are like, you should wait a little longer.
Sure.
And other people are like, actually, wait longer than you think, but feel free to do non-impact activities. I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
I definitely got my fill of running for a while, so.
Definitely.
I don't have to think about that for a
while. Does it feel like a void right now of, like, here is this thing that I had been training so much for, and now I've got free time?
Definitely weird to not be thinking about, oh, I have to run at some point today.
Yeah.
But nice. And maybe tomorrow I'll wake up and feel fine, but yeah. I'm still sore enough that that doesn't feel like something I need to be thinking about.
That makes a lot of sense. Rock on. How much did you look into this before Monday, or was it just kind of after?
After.
Yeah. Yep.
I was lying in bed and I couldn't fall asleep because it, like, every single which way I lay, like,
yeah.
was sore. And yeah. I was like, when's this going to stop?
Mm-hmm. And your sisters came down.
Yeah.
How are they doing?
They're doing pretty good. They're also senior spring at their respective NESCAC schools.
Yep.
Maddie
is a triplet.
Identical triplet. Fun fact. Woo.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they were there with a bunch of my friends at Mile 22.
Yeah.
Which was a lot of fun. They brought me Birkenstocks after so that I didn't have to keep my shoes on.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All in all, it was a really great day of, like, being supported by family, by friends.
Yeah.
People I didn't expect to see there kind of just, like, popping out of nowhere.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, the Birkenstocks had to be huge. I was talking to some people on Monday after the marathon, and they mentioned how weird it was to see marathon runners just, like, on the tee or just, like, walking home, you know, of like, I would hope these people would get, like, a limousine and, like a massage, you know, afterward, but
we were really fancy on the Tufts marathon team.
Yeah.
We'll bus back.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Kept me from having to, like, try to get up the stairs.
Yeah.
If the elevator was broken at the tee.
Whoa. Do you see more marathons in your future?
I think it's a little bit like, you know how people say that, like, childbirth is, like, the most horrendously painful experience, but then, like, your body tricks you into forgetting it, and you're like, I'd do that again.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be what it's like for me with a marathon, because, like, right after, I was like, or even at the, like, the last chunk, I was like, this is pretty specially bad, actually.
Yeah.
And I prepared for this. And then it hurt.
Yep.
But now I'm like, well, if it wasn't 72 degrees, maybe I'd do another one.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You'd want it cooler?
Colder.
Yeah.
Colder. Oh,
colder.
Yeah.
Colder.
Cold.
Not cooler, colder. Yeah.
Maybe cooler, but cooler is, like, a start, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Let's see. Are we... I think we're starting to reach the end of the show. Ooh, no, we have not talked about all the questions. What are your favorite study spots on campus?
The forbidden fruit of Gin Library.
So true. Not actually allowed for us right now.
No, they kicked us out early, like, well before finals this year.
Normally
it was just finals and reading period.
Just finals or, like, the 2 weeks before. And yeah.
this
year...
is, like, early.
If you're not a Tufts student, Gin is the grad library for...
the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy.
Yeah, for the very fancy diplomacy students that one day will hopefully help us avoid geopolitical conflict.
Mm-hmm. And they've got a fancy library to match.
And it's... gorgeous, and it's the most, like, Harvard or
academic.
Hogwarts or, like, you know, old red brick thing that
we
have.
Just, like, reading tables with lamps, and you pull the chain on the lamp.
Yep.
Or actually, there's like a switch at the bottom, but it has a chain still, so you can imagine that you're pulling the chain on the lamp. And yep. Like,
that's pretty big. I wrote like a 5-page essay in one day, and it was like a research paper, and it was just like, and every now and then when I do that, like, I've got places in Tish mm-hmm. that I can't go back to, and then now I did that in this one spot in Jin, and it's going to be hard for me to ever go back there without thinking of that. But
I did probably spend almost multiple hours a day in Jin, because yeah. during Orgo, that's where I studied,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't ruin it for myself.
That's good.
I did need to take a break after.
I don't know what the logic of, like, some study places will only have been my study place for one semester or even, like, one assignment. And then some of them I've been going back to, like, throughout college. Couldn't tell you the rhyme or reason of that, but I think I've had a different rotation each semester.
For me, it changed when I did the big transition from uphill to downhill.
Sure.
Between sophomore and junior year.
Yeah. Do you study at home much at all, or is it mostly on campus?
I do a bad job of focusing in my room.
Yeah.
So it's like I can do like problem sets and stuff, but if you ask me to do an essay, it's not going to happen.
I'm in a similar boat where it's like...
Sometimes at the kitchen table.
Yep. Numbers or like summaries or like maybe highlighting something that I've already read, things that feel easy, I think I can knock out at home pretty good, but... the real thinky work, it definitely has to be somewhere neutral, you know?
I do know.
Yeah. Do you listen to music when you study?
I want to. I cannot listen to music that has a lot of words.
Yeah.
Or those words can't be in English.
Yep. No, I'm in the exact same book.
So that's how the composer of the soundtrack to the movie Little Min was my number 4 on my Spotify Wrapped, because I went through such a phase listening to that album while I studied.
Yeah. Did you see... you saw the movie.
Yes.
Did you see the movie? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you see any of Little Women, which was shot in our hometown of Concord, Massachusetts?
And famously written by Concord resident Louise May Alcott.
Yes. Did you see any famous people while it was being filmed while we were in high school?
Unfortunately not.
Me neither. I would have sold a kidney to see Emma Watson, but sometimes that just doesn't happen for you.
I wasn't about to try to be like weird about it.
Yeah,
plus, right? I need to go to school.
Yeah, you know, I had things on my mind.
This is the same thought I had where I'm like, something like this will happen again. This is when in high school, I remember there's like a Patriots victory parade.
Yep.
And I was like, do I skip school and go or not? My parents obviously didn't want me to skip school. And I was like, mm-hmm. oh, it's okay. I'll just go the next time we have a victory parade.
Mm-hmm.
And that thought was, I think, the undoing. That was like the start of like... the end of the Brady era and the beginning of our losing era.
Actually, you saying that is why we traded Brady.
Mm-hmm. It's all my fault. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. Ending the dynasty of New England football. Belichick is gone now, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, Luke. You didn't invite me on for this to be sports talk.
I didn't invite you on for that. I am quickly getting out of my depth here, but I know as a sports writer for the Tufts Daily, you are incredibly in your element right now.
Yeah, I know so much about sports
mm-hmm.
and sports statistics to know.
Yeah. Moneyball is a good movie, actually. That's my take. Yeah.
I like the song in it.
Real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not big into sports, but I like sports media. Like Ted Lasso is very good. Moneyball is very good. A League of Their Own is fantastic.
I actually do like listening to like sports talk radio.
Oh,
that's
yeah?
That's mostly because when I was learning to drive, that's what my dad would play on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like familiar in the background because I don't really know what's
sure.
happening.
Yeah.
It's not that interesting, so it's never going to distract me from the road.
Yeah. It's just opinions. It's just people talking about opinions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's wholesome. I'm a fan. Let's see. We've got about a minute left before we need to kind of start wrapping up here. Any final things you want to say on air before we... just kind of let music play us out?
I wish I had like a hot take to leave on, but
I mean, we could craft one real quick. What's a popular thing that you maybe don't like so much? Or maybe we should just start with what's a popular thing. French fries.
Sure.
Alright.
Hot take.
Yeah.
I don't mind cold French fries.
Really? Is this true or is this for the bit?
Mostly true.
Wow.
Would I prefer if they were hot? Yes.
Yeah.
Will I still eat them kind of cold and soggy? Also, yes.
Okay, you've presented that in such a reasonable way that it's hard for me to disagree with it, but at the same time, like...
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have presented that as a hot take.
Yeah.
A cold take.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Are you working on any puzzles right now at home?
We are.
Yeah.
It's not going well. This one I'm not sure. It's a lot of bottles. And
yeah.
Every single bottle is different.
Sure.
It's like a 1,000-piece puzzle, and all the labels like kind of look the same, but they're different.
That's brutal.
And my brain hurts doing it right now.
Yeah. You have invited me over for puzzles many times in the last year. Every time you have invited me, the puzzle has been very hard.
Well, that's why I'm inviting you. It's because we need reinforcements.
I'm not good reinforcements. I am, like, the weakest, most disorganized and malnourished cavalry that anyone has ever seen. But I am happy to help. Rock on. I think we're going to wrap up. Everyone, you have been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Maddie, so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
Good vibes. Yeah, there will be like the proper finale of this show next week. And, you know, have a good life until then. And probably some epilogue shows after that if I have time. And we're going to play ourselves out with a song. Any preferences on what we end on?
Not cool. In particular.
Here is Fault Line by Sophie Holohan.
Holohan, I think.
Holohan.
Not 100%.
That would make a lot of sense, actually. Here's Fault Line.
Is it my fault I moved too close to the fault line? Now I gotta find myself and a new therapist online. Anything to fill my head, my bed, instead of myself with dread. Won't know till it breaks if it's gonna be alright, alright. I can't just wait for the ground to fall through or for time to turn you back into who I once knew. The upside of mean time. So what if waiting.